Good morning. Still a lot of low clouds, drizzle, and fog across interior New York and New England this morning, but a warm front did pass through a good chunk of the region overnight, and it will make its way north through the rest of the region during the morning today. The result will be a gradual thinning of that cloud cover and drier air. This will lead to some bright spots, then breaks of sunshine, and eventually, even in some spots, mostly cloudy skies through the afternoon. A southerly breeze has already picked up and will continue throughout the day, and the combination of these weather effects will allow temperatures to climb through the 60s and into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs, with many locations touching the 80-degree mark south of I-90. The humidity levels will climb as well, and that humidity will remain high tonight. And with partly cloudy skies, temperatures will only drop back into the middle and upper 60s. A ridge of high pressure will dominate into the day tomorrow, keeping it dry, unseasonably warm, and a bit humid. With a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, highs will reach into the lower 80s. A cold front will head our way during the day on Thursday. Out ahead of it, a decent slug of tropical moisture will work its way toward us, and as a result, we'll have a good chance of showers, perhaps some heavier bursts of rain, and maybe even a thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon. Out ahead of the front, high temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Behind the front, big changes starting on Thursday night, but especially during the day on Friday. We'll have a drying trend, perhaps still some clouds Friday morning, but some sunshine will mix in the afternoon. With a stiff northwest breeze, it'll be much cooler, with highs only in the 50s to around 60. Even cooler air will move in for the upcoming weekend. We'll have mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s on Saturday before another front approaches, with a chance of showers Sunday and high temperatures staying in the middle and upper 50s. By Monday, we should push into the lower 60s as another system approaches with a chance of showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Michael, located about 420 miles south of Panama City, Florida, and 390 miles south of Apalachicola, Florida. Michael is moving toward the north-northwest near 12 miles per hour. That same motion, shifting to the north, is expected through tonight, followed by a northeastward motion on Wednesday and Thursday. On the forecast track, the center of Michael will continue to move over the southern Gulf of Mexico this morning, then move across the eastern Gulf of Mexico later today and tonight. The center of Michael is expected to move inland over the Florida Panhandle or Florida Big Bend area tomorrow, and then move northeastward across the southeastern United States Wednesday night and Thursday. Maximum sustained winds are near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is expected, and Michael is forecast to be a major hurricane at landfall in Florida. Weakening is expected after landfall as Michael moves through the southeastern United States. Life-threatening storm surge is likely along portions of the coasts of the Florida Panhandle, Big Bend, and Nature Coast, and a storm surge warning is in effect for these areas. A hurricane warning has been issued for portions of the Florida Gulf Coast where life-threatening winds associated with the core of Michael are most likely. Damaging winds are also expected inland across portions of the Florida Panhandle, southern Georgia, and southeast Alabama as Michael moves inland. Heavy rainfall from Michael could produce life-threatening flash flooding from the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend region into portions of Georgia and South Carolina. At Mount Washington this morning, light rain and fog, 0 miles visibility and 52 degrees, with a west wind at 62, gusting to 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 15 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 60, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is falling. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 57, that's 5 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 1.21 inches for the month and 33.09 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low 42. The record high 83 set in 1949 and the record low 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning is at 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:23 p.m. 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today, breezy in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, lower 80s. Rain on Thursday, perhaps heavy at times with a thunderstorm, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, much cooler Friday, near 60. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Sunday, mid to upper 50s, and a chance of showers back into the lower 60s Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.